Bonjour, mesdames et messieurs. I think you can hear that there are two pipers. Maybe you could only detect one, but they play in unison. And we'll be leading in the graduates, and so when they come in just behind you on your right, you might like to give them a bit of an applause as they come in to take their seats in front of the audience right here. I'll be back at about 3 minutes before 2 o'clock and with a few remarks, and then the proceedings should start very close to on time. cut a nice hand for Kirk Johnstone and Alec McGulkin, our two pipers. Bonjour, mesdames et messieurs, bienvenue for this convocation for the Faculty of Music. My name is David Harp from the Faculty of Science, Department of Chemistry, and I'm the chef de protocol for the proceedings today, and I'm going to suggest that you take your protocol hat off. It'll be more comfortable, and you won't have hat hair, or whatever one calls it, when you go up onto the stage. I was noticing that your colors are very interesting. They are reflective of the music. It's the color, some people would call it the color purple, others would say it's mauve. And as some of you maybe have taken some chemistry courses and maybe realized that mauve was the very first color that was synthetically made in the late 1800s in England by William Henry Perkin, age 16, when he made this discovery, and he made a lot of money on it. Then came the mauve decade, when women wanted their clothes to be mauve, the stamps were mauve. You can look this up, and if you are too slow over on the side when you're asked to move along, I'll say to move along. I know it's a bad joke, but you'll tell somebody this joke somewhere along the line. I appreciate that. The main thing for the graduates is to please keep track of your cards. Split them in half now. Maybe put them in your hat if you wish to carry your hat to the stage. You don't need to. And then give one to the marshal, who is right next to the reader, and then they will give it to the reader quickly, right side up, so it can be read. And if you have a name that is, in fact, Julie Cummings will be giving out the names, or will be reading the names, so she probably knows every one of you. But if you have a name that is a little bit unusual, you might whisper it to her just to make sure that it all comes out exactly in the right way that you would like it for your family and friends. I can only ask you to appreciate that yesterday the entire tent was filled. In fact, all of where your relatives and friends are sitting was filled with students, and then the rest of it was filled with family and friends, and there were about 2,600 people in here, so this is kind of a folksy, small operation compared with that. There will be an honorary degree. Phil Nimmons will be playing for us instead of giving a lecture. I think that is very fitting. He's a major father of jazz in Canada, and we got this Yamaha grand piano in here. I don't know enough to know whether it's a baby grand or a grand. It looks pretty grand to me. And he'll be playing instead of lecturing. So that will be, I think, kind of a nice feature of today's presentation. The other part I want to mention for the graduates is to take note after you give that half card, because the other half is for your degree, which is over here, and you just give that card up and you get your degree and everything should be just fine. But look down for a brief moment as you come next to, right in front of the podium over here, there's a white X on the stage. As you know from staging, and I'm sure all of you have been participants in this, there are marks all over the place for where to stand, and there are several here. But that's one, and you want to be there because then the cameras are preset to get your face, and then they get you walking up close, and then they get you being capped or tapped on the shoulder. That will be explained a little bit later. And you can hear the piper coming with the platform party. The platform party will be the last group, or I should say the chair of the board and the principal and the chancellor will be the last three people in the room, and it might be nice, again, to give them a little hand as they come in. The platform party, of course, is made up of professors from the faculty itself here, and they will be on the stage, and then the whole ceremony will commence, we hope, in about 2 minutes from right now. So we try to start on time. I remember being in Denmark once, and it said that music piece or the music event would start at 8 o'clock sharp, and indeed, when they say sharp in Denmark, they mean right to the second. We are operating on a little more flexibility. It might be a minute or two off, but we're going to be pretty close. And you can hear Jeff McCarthy. You may know who he is by seeing him down at the Ogilvy's. He closes up shop there, I think, every day with his piping. And he is our piper and has been so for about 10 or 11 years. The Chancellor will ask you to be seated after I, in about 20 seconds, will ask you to stand up. And he will be conducting the ceremony pretty much from his center chair that you see coming back and forth. That's Arnold Steinberg, who will be doing that. Levez-vous, s'il vous plaît. Please rise for the platform party and stifle your cell phones. Thank you.
Thank you, Professor Purdy. Good afternoon, graduating students, your families and friends, ladies and gentlemen, bonjour à tous. On behalf of McGill University, I would like to welcome you to our beautiful downtown campus for the convocation ceremony of students graduating from the Schulich School of Music. Au nom de l'Université McGill, je voudrais vous souhaiter la bienvenue sur notre beau campus de centre-ville, lieu de notre cérémonie de collation des grades des diplômés de l'École de musique Schulich. Now it has become the custom for the Chancellor to open these proceedings with a few words of his own. Hopefully, something that will be sufficiently meaningful for you to think about as you move to the next stage of your still very young lives. Remember that based on current life expectancy trends, the overwhelming percentage of you in this graduating class still have another 60 or 70 or even 80 years of living. During this time, most of you will have more than one career, probably several careers, regardless of your academic or professional training. And as a result, learning is something that you will need to pursue throughout your lives. But as you will come to realize, education is not merely about academic achievements to acquire the means to advance the career paths you have chosen or which you will subsequently choose. Lifelong learning is essential to provide nourishment for the sustenance of the mind and spirit, whether it be an appreciation for art, literature, travel, bird watching, or whatever. Since you will hopefully have a long journey ahead of you, put in the time and effort, and it takes a lot of both, to expose yourselves to entirely new areas of learning, and you will be richly rewarded. I cannot begin to describe the joy I have derived over the past 40 years as a result of visits to museums, art galleries, exhibitions, and finally the works of art that I have acquired for our home. This acquisition of knowledge, completely apart from my day jobs, has truly enhanced my quality of life. And this is a passion, and I repeat that, this is a passion that started after completing all my university training. So gain a passion, you'll make all the difference in your life. So to all of you, a safe and exciting journey. I would like now to welcome Professor Monroe Bloom, Principal and Vice Chancellor of McGill University, to address the audience. Professor Monroe Bloom.
Chancellor, Chairman, Governors, Senators, esteemed colleagues, our distinguished honoree, Mr. Phil Nimmons, our Teaching Award winners, Mr. Andrew Sharpman, Professor Denae Bouillon, and Professor Lloyd Whitesell, proud family and friends, and most importantly, graduating class 2011. Bonjour et bienvenue à vous tous. Welcome for all on this very special day. Graduating class, after all the hard work and sacrifice you have made to arrive here today at this milestone moment in your lives, it is natural to regard today as a conclusion, a goal reached, a time for leave-taking and farewells. But today also marks the start of a new chapter in your lives. Convocation is, after all, a beginning, a ceremony marking your initiation in the fullest sense into the fellowship of this university. You entered the tent as students of McGill, and you will leave it as graduates of your alma mater. As such, you will become the newest members of a family of over 210,000 living McGill alumni worldwide, a family that includes our chancellor, our chairman, and shortly our distinguished honorary degree recipient, Mr. Phil Nimmons. Let me just take a moment to pause and say a special happy birthday to our honorary degree recipient, Mr. Phil Nimmons, who's celebrating his 88th birthday today. You are our role model. Let me also express my congratulations to our Chairman of the Board of Governors, Mr. Kip Cobbett, who is also celebrating his birthday today. Graduates, as McGill students, you have worked very hard without question. But as tough as it may be from time to time to be a McGill student, it is sometimes even tougher to be the closest family or friends of a McGill student. And so, graduating class, I ask you to join with me in expressing our collective appreciation to your family and friends who helped you reach this moment today. Many of you will be thinking about where life will take you next and the choices you will make. Nous vivons dans un monde où certains membres de votre famille, certains amis et collègues habiteront des pays lointains. Un monde où, même ici au Québec et au Canada entier, il est fort probable que votre réussite dépende de collaboration avec des gens dont l'origine et l'expérience diffèrent largement de votre. Graduates, today you are participating in a tradition that predates the Canadian Confederation. McGill has been awarding degrees since 1833, the first of which were granted right here on these lawns. Indeed, this spring marks an important milestone in our McGill history as well as your own. On March 31, 1821, McGill College received a royal charter establishing it as a university with the power to grant degrees. Thus, in this historic year for McGill, we celebrate the 190th anniversary of our founding and McGill's long tradition of academic excellence and leadership contribution. For you and for all members of our McGill community, this anniversary offers an opportunity to pause and to reflect on our beginnings, to celebrate our ties to this great university and to each other, and to acknowledge the contributions of McGill. It was on these very grounds that James McGill was living when, in 1811, he made the bequest of his Burnside estate and £10,000 to create a secular university of world stature. He made this gift when Montreal was a small town at the edge of an undeveloped continent, when there was no certainty that this land on the side of an, at that moment, wintry mountain on an isolated island could ever be the site 200 years hence of a great city or a world-class university. But this university did become great, and you, graduating class of 2011, are the direct descendants of that pioneering leap of faith by our great founder, a Scottish-born fur trader and merchant who spoke English and French and some Aboriginal languages, who believed, above all else, in the power of education to transform the world. James McGill's dream has been realized to a greater extent than perhaps even he could have imagined. For nearly two centuries, McGill University has made its impact felt in virtually every field of human endeavor. James McGill was only the first great McGillian to envision a better world. Today, McGill's graduates are Nobel laureates and Rhodes Scholars, astronauts and cabinet members, captains of industry, poets and prime ministers, leaders in medicine and music, justices of the Supreme Court, foreign leaders, Academy and Grammy Award winners, and Olympic medalists, among many other fields of pursuit and achievement. These individuals and all of our alumni have made their mark by embodying the distinctive spirit of McGill, our abiding commitment to excellence, to diversity, and to community service, just as you yourselves endorse these values. These values will be our future, they will be your future, just as they have shaped our past. As we celebrate you, class of 2011, we also celebrate today our Schulich School of Music. Music teaching at McGill began early in our history with the first program offered in 1884. In 1904, the university celebrated the inauguration of the McGill Conservatorium of Music and the introduction of the degrees of Bachelor in Music and Doctor in Music, as well as the Licentiate Diploma. Today, our Schulich School of Music enjoys a richly deserved reputation for excellence as a preeminent faculty of music by any standard, a world-class hub of collaborative and innovative music training, education, performance, and research, housed in state-of-the-art facilities. Under the strong and dedicated leadership of Interim Dean Professor Gordon Foote, the work initiated under our former deans of music and most recently by Professor Don McLean has led colleagues at the school to achievement in every possible area of endeavor linked to music. Major curricular and extracurricular reforms have enhanced the education of our gifted musicians and music theorists. colleagues at the school continue to attract outstanding levels of competitively awarded research funding, indeed the highest in the nation. And members of the Schulich School continue to lead in their fields through innovative interdisciplinary research projects in diverse areas, including neurosciences, public policy, law, and business development, in addition to those you might traditionally think of as associated with the music faculty. So today we express our appreciation for the contributions of Interim Dean Gordon Foote. And Gordon, thank you for your leadership this past year. We also welcome most warmly our new Dean of the Schulich School of Music, Professor Sean Ferguson. Dean Ferguson's record of creativity, of outstanding research combined with extraordinary vision and outreach to the Quebec community, positions him superbly with his outstanding team of faculty, staff, and students to ensure that the Schulich School remains and grows as a leading faculty of music by national and international standards. Graduating class, as you leave here later this afternoon, know that you will carry the good name of McGill everywhere you go. Please represent us well. And as you do, three pieces of simple but compelling advice from an ancient scholar. Take care of yourself. If you are not for yourself, who will be? Strive to make the world a better place. If you are only for yourself, you will have failed. Don't be afraid to act, to give back to your profession, your country, your world. And as you forge new beginnings, remember where you came from. In his 1944 address to McGill graduates, 1 month before he died, the controversial Stephen Leacock, legendary Canadian humorist and longtime McGill professor of economics and political science, gave the following advice. You carry away today a parchment. Keep it. As the years go by, your McGill parchment will take on a deeper meaning, a magic wealth of memories. Wherever we go, we still carry with us our affections for the things we leave behind. In going out from McGill today, your fellowship and all that it means remains unbroken. Leacock's words ring true today, graduates. May you feel rich in your own wealth of memories. Carry McGill with you as you go, and please stay in touch with us. You may be sure that we will stay in touch with you. Today is your day. Appreciate every moment of this very special ceremony. Savor it. Félicitations.
Thank you, Madam Principal. I now invite Ms. Catherine Reddy to introduce the first of three winners of the Schulich School of Music Outstanding Teaching Awards.
Madam Vice Chancellor, fellow graduates, family, friends, and educators, it is my pleasure to introduce to you the recipient of the Graduate Teaching Assistant and Instructor Award. Andrew Chartman completed his Bachelor of Music in Music Theory at McGill in 2009, his Master's this year, and will begin a PhD in Theory at Yale University in the fall. As an accomplished musician, he has also studied composition at the University of Montreal and is an active composer and pianist with several recordings. Mr. Chartman has been a valuable research assistant for Professor William Kaplan's forthcoming theory textbook and was the teaching assistant for Tonal Theory and Analysis 2 for the past 2 years, as well as the instructor for the course last summer. He has gone above and beyond the expectations of his students as an extremely knowledgeable, patient, and devoted instructor. Mr. Chartman recognizes the importance of complete musicianship, with emphasis on the performer, composer, and theorist as all a part of the musical mind. By establishing a comfortable learning environment, he incorporates his threefold teaching approach to create a truly internalized understanding of harmony. On behalf of the Music Undergraduate Students Association and the Schulich School of Music, it is my pleasure to present this year's Graduate Teaching Assistant and Instructor Award to Mr. Andrew Chartman.
I now ask Professor Bruce Van Orgen to introduce the next winner of the Schulich School of Music Outstanding Teaching Award.
Madam Vice Chancellor, since his arrival at McGill in 2001, Professor Lloyd Whitesell, best known to us as Chip, has established himself as a formidable scholar. But I am here today to speak to you not about Chip, the outstanding scholar, but about Chip, the outstanding teacher. Chip has a multidimensional approach to teaching music history and provides much more than historical knowledge, analytical understanding, and cultural context. Throwing a grenade into the traditional canon might be an overstatement, but Chip is always seeking new fields and new genres to explore. His specializations and courses in popular music, film music, and gender studies have led to exciting research on the part of his students. And learning is far more than the mere absorption of information for him. McGill is presently designing what are called active learning classrooms. Chip is way ahead of the university, long having used the term to describe his own teaching style. His classes are collaborative, interactive, creative, and stimulating. Class discussions are known for their inclusiveness. Everyone's opinion is sought and valued. What you have is a crucible for the generation of imaginative thinking and the inculcation of skills that will be invaluable to our graduates in their future careers, regardless of their specialty. It is said you cannot think outside the box if you are in the box. As Chip himself states, I frame the teaching environment in order to encourage intuitive leaps and a sense of discovery through unconventional paths of thought. A graduate seminar he offered on musical glamour last fall is a case in point. While speaking of this seminar, one of the students in the seminar wrote, I participated in the process all researchers must undertake when they begin an entirely new area of research. The course itself was a model of how to conduct original research, how to take an abstract theoretical concept that has not been explored in one's own discipline, find analogous work on this concept in other disciplines, decide how these approaches might be applied to music, and then do so in appropriate musical repertories. This says it all. May I present to you Professor Lloyd Chip Whitesell for the Schulich School of Music Teaching Award.
I now ask Professor Jean Lesage to introduce the third winner of the Schulich School of Music Outstanding Teaching Award.
Madam Vice Chancellor, it is my great pleasure to present this year's teaching award to my friend and colleague, Professor Denis Boulian. It is my sincere belief that he eminently qualified to be a recipient of this award. In fact, I consider Denis to be one of the best composition teachers I know. Denis has demonstrated time and again that he is an exceptional communicator. He is a highly dedicated professor who knows how to motivate his students to strive for excellence. They all appreciate his dynamism, his clear and direct teaching manner, as well as his generous and enlightened advices. As a colleague, I have been impressed by his depth of vision, his intellectual acuteness, and the flawless relevance of his teaching, both in its technique and in its relation to musical perception. The passion without compromise he puts into defending the art of composition to his students is a source of inspiration for all his colleagues. And despite his impressive gifts, he is a humble and approachable person who loves to share his extensive knowledge with others, particularly when there is a bottle of wine on the table. Through his intelligence, his energy, his vast musical culture, and his sophisticated artistic choices, Denis Boulian ensures the continued success of our composition program and the international recognition of our school. In a time when materialism dominates the foundation of our society, you, Denis, remind us of the importance music, new music in particular, has for the development of our culture and for the fulfillment of our life, of our dreams. Denis, thank you for your passion for music and for your unfailing commitment to the students of the Schulich School of Music.
Now gives me great pleasure to invite Professor Gordon Foote to present Mr. Phil Nimmons, that he may have conferred upon him the highest recognition that is within the power of this university to grant. Professor Foote.
First of all, Mr. Chancellor, happy birthday to you, Phil. It's indeed an honor and a pleasure to present to you Phil Nimmons, Officer of the Order of Canada, Officer of the Order of Ontario, for this wonderful honor. In a career spanning more than six decades, Phil Nimmons, jazz musician, composer, band leader, and jazz educator, has been a passionate and tireless advocate for music. The depth of his influence is evidenced by a host of achievements, many of them firsts in the field. He was the first director of the Banff School of Fine Arts, a founding member of the Canadian League of Composers, a teacher for over 30 years, and now Director Emeritus of Jazz at the University of Toronto. He was the first ever Juno recipient for jazz in 1977, and that was for the Atlantic Suite. His extensive discography dating back to 1956, 400 compositions, recipient of the Governor General's Performing Arts Lifetime Artistic Achievement Award, and the 2001 Distinguished Inductee into the International Association for Jazz Education, Jazz Educators Hall of Fame. McGill and all other jazz programs owe Mr. Nimmons an enormous debt of gratitude. His vision and pioneering spirit laid the groundwork for the many universities now offering jazz degrees by giving credibility and public profile to jazz by redirecting the large gap, or by reducing, rather, the large gap that once existed between classical and jazz music in academic institutions. His wonderful sense of humor, energy, brilliance, and warmth have touched thousands of lives. But perhaps the most meaningful testament to Phil Nimmons' stature in the world of jazz lies that in the fact today, on his 88th birthday, he is still teaching, composing, performing, recording, and touring. Mr. Chancellor, I present to you Phil Nimmons, that you may confer upon him the degree of Doctor of Music, honoris causa.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's again my great pleasure to invite Dr. Phil Nimmons, got to remember that, Dr. Phil Nimmons, our most recent graduate, to say a few words, following which he will delight us with a musical performance. Mesdames et messieurs, il me fait grand plaisir d'inviter le Dr. Phil Nimmons pour prononcer l'allocution à l'occasion de la collation des grades. Dr. Nimmons.
One word left out. You said few. That's very hard for me. Excuse me. But, Mr. Chancellor, I hope through you, you can extend my profound and deepest thanks to too many people that I can't remember who've made it possible for me to receive this wonderful honor. I'm very grateful to McGill and all the people that made it happen. Thank you very, very much. I also want to thank a lot of people who I share this award with. First of all, the first composition that my mother and father created, me. And then the compositions that my late wife and I created, our three children, Holly, Carrie, and Spence. I also want to thank dear friends, some of who are here today. Thank you. I also want to thank every musician that has ever touched my life. Thank you. Most of all, I want to thank the students that I've kept in touch with or that I've had contact with. They've kept me young at heart, if not in body. I'm very grateful to all of you, and this couldn't happen without you. Now, if you'll allow me couple of little inside things that might expand beyond a few words. Back in the 40s, when I was a teenager and writing my first flat 10, I was interviewed by the CBC Times. I was, I guess, about 15 or 16 years old. And the CBC Times, in their wisdom, asked me these profound questions. What kind of music do you not like? And me and my naivety said, music that is written for money alone. And then they asked this other great question, what is the difference between electronic music and music? And my answer, 16 years old, was music. I have been a very prejudiced, passionate person about acoustic music. But that does not mean to give you the wrong impression. Everything is possible. I guess what I would like to see happen would be a balance in everything, including the amount of money that's paid and including the balance between styles. Because in my infinite wisdom that has developed over these many years, I feel there's only two kinds of music, good or bad. And all the styles are very important, and we all complement one another. Thank you. One other anecdote. My late wife, Noreen, and I, we had one of our children had dyslexia or reverse, a lot of trouble when we were going through school, and we spent time, a great deal of time with psychologists in boards of education. And we were just, at that time, they knew very little about this. They know much more about it nowadays. But at that time, they didn't know too much. And we used to go through so many frustrating times with psychologists and boards of education in North York, in Ontario. And we had this one particular psychologist who, the one day that we went in, and Noreen was particularly distraught, and he said to Noreen, he said, now, Mrs. Nimmons, don't forget, yard by yard it's hard, but cinch by cinch it's an inch. Did you get it? Yeah? Did you get it? inch by inch, it's a cinch. Well, excuse me. I'd like to tell you that in yard by yard, it's hard. Inch by inch, it's a cinch. But foot by foot, it's a doctorate. Thank you. And I'll just leave you with my last thought, is that I was studying to be medicine at UBC before I went into music, and I hope that my father is listening today, because he was very chagrined when I didn't complete my medical degree, and now I'm a doctor. Thank you once and all. Thank you.
Maybe I should project, as they do in office school. Is it on now? No. Can you hear me? No? I hope to the graduating class, what it might be, I'm not sure, but I hope that you have what happened to me about 7 or 8 years ago. Totally unexpected. Just the epitome of that. I mean, it's every time I think about the occasion, it's mind-boggling. David Braid was a former student of mine at the University of Toronto. And we've known one another now for a few years, and I won't go into the long story about it, but what David and I are doing today, we've done now for about the past 6-7 years. We've done about 70 or 80 concerts across Canada. I'm looking for my next rep here. I've got too many things on. There it is. That comes with old age. And when we decided to play, we didn't decide to play, actually. We just happened to get together at an engagement in Hamilton, or Dundas. And what happened at that time was like a mystery. And also, I think it really gives a lot of depth to the word music and that mystery that involves that creative process. And there are very many approaches to it, as many of you are graduating today, and many places other. So what happened was that we just sat down and started to play. To this day, I tell you, I'm having trouble here, too many things around. My ancestors got hung, you know. Where is it? I can't find it. Pauline, I'm going much beyond the time that I'm allotted. Anyhow, this is my son. There he is. Price of fame, you know. We just sat down and played. We don't talk about anything at all. We just played. And this young man has been a tremendous inspiration to me, as to many other people as well. But the profound ambience I have that we share is just the most beautiful thing to have happened in my musical career.
Thank you. This is just a prop, like Bruce Coburn.
While Dr. Nimmons is returning to his seat, we'll now proceed with the conferral of academic degrees. Nous allons maintenant procéder à l'attribution des grades académiques. And I call upon the provost, Professor Anthony Massey, to commence the proceedings. Provost Massey.
Thank you, Mr. Chancellor. I am pleased to invite the students graduating from programs in the Schulich School of Music to come forward for the conferral of their degrees and a celebration of their achievements. Each student crossing the platform will be greeted at center stage by the chancellor, the principal, or the chair of the Board of Governors. Students receiving a first university degree shall remove their mortarboard academic hat and will be capped symbolically on the top of their head, signaling ceremonially the conferral of the degree. Students who already have earned any university degree will keep their hat on and will be congratulated by a tap on the shoulder. In most cases, tapping and capping are done lightly. But the university cannot guarantee the actual force that my colleagues will use in executing the maneuver. Nonetheless, parents and graduates will be relieved to know that capping and tapping rarely results in serious injury. Students will receive their actual diploma or parchment as they leave the stage on my left from a dean or a delegate. So do not grab for it at center stage because capping and tapping will continue. While we might not see any at this convocation, these 2011 ceremonies mark the official introduction of McGill's First Nations graduate scarves for our First Nation Inuit and Métis graduates. This occasion permits us to commemorate McGill's historic connection to all Aboriginal peoples who are the original inhabitants and the traditional stewards of the North American landmass, including the Montreal Island on which McGill University stands. We celebrate all that these graduates have accomplished, as well as what they have helped others to learn, their contribution to excellence at McGill, and their commitment to their communities and to the world at large enrich us all. En vertu des pouvoirs qui nous sont conférés par le Sénat de McGill, je déclare que le candidat dont le nom figure sur la liste officielle des diplômés de l'université, qu'il soit présent ou absent, ont satisfait aux exigences de leur grade, diplôme ou certificat respectif. By virtue of the powers conferred upon me by McGill Senate, I declare that the candidates whose names appear on the university's official list of graduates, whether they be present or absent, have satisfied the requirements for their respective degrees, diplomas, or certificates. I now invite Professor Julie Cumming to introduce the graduates. Professor Martin Crisworth, Dean of Graduate and Postdoctoral Studies, will distribute the diplomas to graduate students who will be presented first, as per McGill's custom and tradition. Professor Gordon Foote, the former interim dean of the Schulich School of Music, will distribute the diplomas to all other students. Congratulations, class of 2011. Félicitations.
Schulich School of Music, for the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Langue et Littérature Française, Martine Véronique Lheureux. Distinction, First Class Honors in Langue et Littérature Française. For the degree of Doctor of Music, Jean-Willy Kuntz. Frédéric Lambert. For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy, Joanna Catriona Devaney. And Claudine Jacques. Vina Lee. Nils Paytas. Timothy James Ryans. Colette Patricia Simoneau. Heather Noelle White. For the degree of Master of Arts, Adam S. Jenkins. Christine Jessica Rahal Crawford. Joseph Nicolas Thibodeau. For the degree of Master of Music, Maria Alejandra Bernal Ricaurte. Nicholas Raymond Chalk. James Scott Chowning. Zanna Corbett. Nicholas Rhodes Davis. Mark Edwards. Gonzalo Tomas Garcia Meneses. Esteli Burgess Gomez. Martin Calvin Jonsma. Min Kyung Kim. Clayton Thomas Marchinak. Mark Christopher McDonald. Sarah Ann Meyer. Natalia Angelica Burdock. Ruxandra Maria Wanchea. Philippe Parenteau. Hillary Ann Punnett. Antoine Joseph Rotondo. Jeffrey John Humphreys Stonehouse. Adam Eric Tiller. Andrew Urbina. Sam Vafai. Rebecca Catherine Woodmass. Mina Young. For the artist diploma, Stéphanie Poirier Damasio. For the degree of Bachelor of Music, Daniela Rosa Alongi, also receiving a Bachelor of Education. Andrew Charles Appleby. Patrick James Ayoub. Matthew John Barber. Karine Betournay, Dean's Honor List. Stephen P. Bilodeau, Outstanding Achievement in Jazz Guitar. Alain Roger Bourgeois, Outstanding Achievement in Jazz Drums. Mathieu Bourget, Outstanding Achievement in Trombone. I think we've got a combo here. Edward Mario Biscassin. Sarah Louise Crawford Burnell, Outstanding Achievement in Music Education, also receiving a Bachelor of Education. Evan Christopher Butler. Laura Madeleine Chalmers, Outstanding Achievement in Clarinet. Catherine Church. Sabrina Sophie Correa. Ted James Crosby, Distinction. Matthew Martin Daher. Keith Harrison Dearda, Distinction, Outstanding Achievement in Trombone, Salsinger Tani, Gold Medal in Music, Performance. Michael Andrew Dearda. Colin Francis Edgar, Outstanding Achievement in Jazz Saxophone and Dean's Honor List. Nicolas Alois Esserer, Distinction. Efahemue Enahor Etoroma. Lisa Christine Sayetta. Megan Elizabeth Fitzgerald, Dean's Honor List. Itis Paola Giraldo. Daniel Stephen Goldthwaite. Karine Gordon. Danielle Ancote, Outstanding Achievement in Percussion. Christina Ilutiu. Amaryllis Matilda Yarchik, Distinction and Outstanding Achievement in Cello. Andrea Sylvia Jordan. Derek Stephen Cozio. Igor Kratovich, Honors in Performance Piano. Hallie Liana Kremen, Outstanding Achievement in Music History. Elizabeth Lynn Lancer, Outstanding Achievement in Music Education, also receiving a Bachelor of Education. Bennett Edward Mahler. Samuel Carlos Matsinha. Edmund James Milley, distinction, also receiving a Bachelor of Arts. Diego Alfredo Montenegro Perilla. Yulia Nesterenko, distinction. Robert Joseph O'Brien. Simon Ouellet. Jorge Rodrigo Peral. Carolyn Frances Marie Peters, also receiving a Bachelor of Education. David Pichet. Alexa Rainwright, McGill Alumni Society Prize, Outstanding Achievement in Recorder and Dean's Honor List. Mariana Ramos, Distinction and Outstanding Achievement in Voice. Catherine Isabel Reddy. Jonathan Nicholas Resney. Jean-Richard Amelin, Outstanding Achievement in Piano and Dean's Honor List. Darren James Russo, Honors in Composition, Distinction, and Outstanding Achievement in Music Composition. Leanna Beth Root, Outstanding Achievement in Cello, Dean's Honor List. Russell Evan Snyder. Kelly Simmons, Honors in Music Theory, Outstanding Achievement in Music Theory, and Dean's Honor List. Lee Shi Tan. Nicole Letitia May Taylor, Outstanding Achievement in Music Education, also receiving a Bachelor of Education. Salka Tali, Distinction, Outstanding Achievement in Music History. Jared Shane Torf. Laura Stefanova Tsaneva, Bernard Shapiro Prize, Outstanding Achievement in Music Theory, Dean's Honor List, also receiving a Bachelor of Science. Jeremy M. Van Slyke, Honors in Performance Piano, Distinction and Outstanding Achievement in Piano. Rebecca Ting Louise Wade. Stephen Kavanaugh Wilkinson, Distinction. James Tian Zhang, Outstanding Achievement in Flute. And last but not least, for the licentiate in music, Mary Chalk. Outstanding achievement in bassoon.
I want to offer a very special thanks to Professor Cumming for the clarity, special clarity she gave in reading out all the names. Thank you, Professor Cumming. There's just a slight change in the program, and I'm pleased to call on former interim dean Gordon Foote to say a few words to the graduating class.
Well, it's been a real pleasure and a treat and a learning experience this year, and I have totally enjoyed working with the students and the staff and everyone. It's been a major learning experience for me, and I think I addressed many of you as you came in your very first year at sort of the initiation events that happened there. I'll keep this short because we're kind of moving along here. I just wanted to give you a little bit of what it's been for me. This is my 36th year as teaching, as musician, as administrator, and it's taught me quite a few things. So I'm just going to share a very few points that you might want to keep in your back pocket. Don't be afraid to take risks. Put yourself in situations that push you so you don't get too comfortable. Be your own best teacher and mentor. Honor your commitments. Keep an open mind. Experience everything possible. Make your own judgments. Be proactive, engaged, get involved, think ahead, and know what you would like to be doing and where you want to be in 5 years. Then go for it. If you're waiting for somebody to make things happen for you, it could be a long wait. Think about what you can bring to the music and not about what music should bring to you. Sometimes the failures teach you more than the successes. Earn what you get. Know the value of your education, your talent, and your work ethic. Remember that the music business is extremely small, so don't burn bridges. Build your network. Bring solutions, not problems. Be prepared, and with any luck, you might be in the right place at the right time. You'll win more friends with your ears than with your mouth. And remember that talent is not enough. There are some other people that I've had the honor of studying with over the years. One of them is Dan Hurley, a relatively recently retired professor from the University of North Texas. He said a couple of things that have really stuck with me. I think one of them, performing in a group is as much social interaction as it is a musical experience. A good performance by a musical group is an excellent example of the whole being greater than the sum of the parts. As musicians, we have to really deal with that. All music speaks to someone and therefore has value, even if you're not prepared to receive what it has to say. Now and then, make it a point of going to hear some music that you're pretty sure you don't like. You may confirm your suspicions, or you may come away from the performance changed in some slight way. You are often expected to perform at a high level when tired, wearing uncomfortable clothes, or in a bad environment. Deal with it. You can rest, change clothes, and take a shower later. And another one of my teachers had on his desk a little placard, and all it said was, "You never stop paying for a cheap education." We're very fortunate to be musicians because music chooses us. It gives us no choice but to follow. Early in your lives, most of you here today probably knew that you would be going into music because you had to. Music is powerful, so harness it and use it wisely. I'd like to thank everybody for their support over this past year, especially the people that I had to deal with on a daily basis, Mary Beth, Kat, Donna, the Faculty Advisory Board, the whole Executive Committee, the staff, the academic staff. And thanks to all of the students for making this school a place of greatness. It is you people who do that. Thanks also to the people at Yamaha and Archambault for providing the piano. Thanks also to David Braid, who came in and graciously performed with Phil. Fantastic. Thank you, David. Plato, the philosopher. Music gives a soul to the universe, wings to the mind, flight to the imagination, and life to everything. It's important to keep in mind that each one of us is responsible for keeping music and music education vibrant and alive. We need to teach, practice, perform, study, write, and above all, be passionate advocates for the art. And it wouldn't be a proper convocation without mentioning and thanking our great friend and benefactor, Seymour Schulich. He truly understands the value of education, caring, and giving, and has been a wonderful mentor and friend to me this year. It doesn't get much more down to earth than when he said, "Life is like a roll of toilet paper. The closer you get to the end, the faster it goes." Congratulations to you all. I wish you every success, good luck, happiness, and above all, good music making. Take care of yourselves. Make us proud. And keep in touch. Thank you.
I know I speak on behalf of all of us in this hall. Those are extraordinarily wise words, and we would be making a big mistake to ignore them. Thank you, Gordon. Now, would the graduating class please rise? Je demande à tous les diplômés de se lever. À titre de chancelier de l'Université McGill, je déclare et confirme que chacun de vous a maintenant le droit à la distinction de grade, diplôme ou certificat qui vous a été conféré avec tous les honneurs, droits, privilèges et responsabilités qui y sont pertinents. In my capacity as Chancellor of McGill University, I declare and confirm that each of you is now entitled to the distinction of the degree, diploma or certificate that has been conferred upon you with all the honors, rights, privileges, and responsibility that are pertinent thereto. Félicitations, congratulations. Now, will everyone please rise as I invite the Secretary General, Mr. Stephen Stropel, to deliver the benediction.
Go now in peace to share the gift of knowledge that has been entrusted to you. May this university and all graduates be diligent in the free and honest pursuit of truth for the benefit of all. Dieu que nous venions et où que nous allions, humbles et pleins d'espoir, nous nous laisserons guider par l'amitié et la solidarité, et nous grandirons en sagesse. May you be blessed all your days.
Thank you, Secretary General. To conclude, I invite Professor Winston Purdy to sing our national anthem.
Amen. native land. Trumpet with love, hear thy soft command. With glowing hearts we see thee rise, the truth of strong and free. On his toilet in a
thank you.